Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with Tesla and electric vehicle news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, September 20th. Elon Musk denied rumors that Tesla has selected a Russian city as the next location for a new gigafactory. In the process, he actually hinted that Tesla is on the hunt for a new location. In Russia, local media reported that Elon Musk decided to build Tesla's next factory in Korolev. The CEO said on Twitter, quote, "Tesla has not yet decided on a fourth gigafactory location." So, there have been a number of rumors floating around in the last few years, and we could take a look. A second factory in Europe and Asia have been milling about for quite a while. Also, another location in Texas. In the past, Musk has talked about Tesla building a factory in the tri-state area on the East Coast, trying to tap into the local workforce. Of course, those rumors have been squashed since Texas was built. As Tesla is moving to release its full self-driving beta software to the U.S. fleet, the automaker is facing some pushback from U.S. regulators. In an interview with the Wall Street Journal, it reads, quote, "Jennifer Homendy, the new head of National Transportation Safety Board, said Tesla shouldn't roll out the city driving tool before addressing what the agency views as safety deficiencies in the company's technology." She's quoted directly as saying, quote, "Basic safety issues have to be addressed before they're then expanding into other city streets and other areas." She's also quoted using the phrase misleading and irresponsible, and also, quote, "It has clearly misled numerous people to misuse and abuse technology." Now, the comments are indeed condemning. However, the National Safety Board can only make safety recommendations and has no enforcement powers. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, however, can enforce recalls, and Tesla is currently under investigation from that government body. In communication shared with the court, Tesla has agreed to finally honor solar roof prices that they gave to customers. Customers had signed contracts with Tesla to install solar roofs at their homes and businesses, but Tesla retroactively added a new roof complexity factor, and that resulted in drastically increased prices. The increase was between 30 and 150%. Unsurprisingly, this resulted in several legal actions which were consolidated into a class action suit. The court has released Tesla's statement, which reads, quote, "On September 13, 2021, Counsel for Tesla informed the Counsel for Plaintiffs that Tesla has recently launched a program for customers who signed solar roof contracts before the April 2021 price changes to return those customers to their original pricing. With this new bit of information, we anticipate that the lawsuit will magically go away." General Motors announced today that LG is resuming production of batteries for the Chevy Bolt EV as the manufacturing defect leading to the fire risk has been fixed. After numerous Chevy Bolt EVs caught fire and various fixes and software updates were attempted, General Motors halted production of the Bolt EV. This was reiterated as recently as last week when GM announced that they would continue to halt until LG provided them with batteries free of defects. And now today, General Motors announced that LG has resumed battery production, and the automaker still plans to resume production of the vehicles next month, as the battery supply will be prioritized for the replacement parts of the recall. On top of that, General Motors also announced a new diagnostic software to be launched in the next 60 days. Honda released more details about its electrification plans in the U.S. Currently, the Japanese automaker's total EV rollout has been at a snail's pace. They only offer the Honda e, a short-range electric vehicle, in Europe. But get ready, because Honda is committing to the U.S. market just one model, 2 years from next year. They write, quote, "Honda today announced an initial annual sales target of 70,000 units for the Prologue SUV, Honda's first new volume battery electric vehicle, when it goes on sale in 2024. Now, this announcement is disappointing to say the least. 70,000 units is estimated at less than 5% of Honda's U.S. sales, assuming anyone wants a short-range EV at that time. Almost 20 years later, Honda is still betting big on hydrogen fuel cell vehicles, reiterating that that is going to be their focus for upcoming technology. Cadillac opened up reservations for the upcoming 2023 Lyriq electric vehicle, and it sold out in 19 minutes. After that, Cadillac stated that all the Lyriq debut edition vehicles had been reserved. The Lyriq will start at a base price of just under $60,000, have a 100 kilowatt-hour battery good for over 300 miles of range, and carry a 19.2 kilowatt charger. We actually don't know how many vehicles have been reserved already, as GM just says that it is limited, but they don't specify what the limit is. The reservation fee was only $100 and refundable, which might attract scalpers or people who just do it for kicks. The Lyriq deliveries will begin in the second quarter of 2022, so we're less than 9 months away from seeing the first cars hit the road. Czech auto manufacturer Skoda has shared plans to focus less on plug-in hybrid electric vehicles and instead deliver more pure electric cars. As a more popular brand in Europe, Skoda has delivered some of the highest profit margins for the entire Volkswagen auto group. It also produces a wealth of cars exclusive to China and India. In 2019, Skoda briefly entered the electric car market with the debut of the Citigo 4, but the entire model line, both internal combustion and electric, was nixed shortly thereafter. In a recent interview, Skoda CEO Thomas Schaefer spoke on the bright future around their all-electric Enyaq 4, despite a global semiconductor chip shortage. Skoda has devoted much of its resources to prioritizing the Enyaq production. In the interview, he said, quote, "Of course, a plug-in hybrid electric vehicle is important for fleets, which is why we are also making such an offer on the Octavia and Superb, but other vehicles will not follow suit. It doesn't make sense to us. Our future is the pure electric car." Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.